AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The State Department has released some 3,000 pages of correspondence involving emails to or from former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton's private address.
12 emails sent or received in 2009 on then-Secretary of State Clinton's private email server were later classified confidential by the U.S. government. At least 24 emails were also marked sensitive but unclassified at the time they were written.
Correspondent Martin DeCaro reports this show's senior administration officials knew as early as 2009 that Clinton was using a private email address for work. GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush has released more than 30 years of tax returns.
The 33 years of returns that Bush released show he paid an average tax rate of 36% during that time. He says it's astounding that more than one of every $3 went to the government. He also notes it's a higher tax rate than the 30% rate Hillary Rodham Clinton paid last year. Bush's 2013 return, for instance, shows an adjusted gross income of almost $7.3 million, and that he paid more than $2.9 million in taxes. That's a rate of about 40%. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Fire officials are reporting progress against a Wenatchee, Washington fire that's burned more than 4 square miles, along with 24 homes and several businesses. More than 250 firefighters on the scene in 100-degree temperatures. They're warning, though, more hot, dry weather lies ahead for the holiday weekend. With a 2-0 win over Germany, the U.S. women's soccer team moves on to the final round. Team USA forward Alex Morgan says getting there is great.
It feels awesome. You know, it feels like we've put in so much hard work, and this team has just, the energy of this tournament has been fantastic, but the work's not done yet.
They'll play either Japan or England Sunday. This is AP Radio News. Ballerina Misty Copeland makes history at one of the nation's leading ballet companies.
Misty Copeland was named a principal dancer, the first African-American ballerina to achieve that status in the 75-year history of the American Ballet Theater.
It just sounds so surreal to hear those words. No, this is it. My dream has been ABT since I was 13.
Copeland, who's 32, has become a rare crossover star. She's been on the cover of Time magazine as one of the most influential figures of the year. The designation comes 6 days after her New York debut as Odette Odile in Swan Lake, one of the most important parts in a ballerina's repertoire. Warren Levinson, New York.
So much for camping out on the White House lawn. Heavy rain's been falling in Washington, accompanied by thunder and lightning. So 40 Girl Scouts, who were the first to be allowed to do this, were moved from their tents on the South Lawn to a conference room in an office building next to the White House. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.